This week on Minnesota Native News, a group of tribal members are selected as key Native Nation rebuilders, and the Twin Cities Lacrosse Organization recruits youth for the Creators Game.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. 31 tribal members have been chosen as Native Nation Rebuilders by the Bush Foundation. That's a St. Paul-based philanthropic organization. Those selected will be involved in leadership training and receive support for projects they want to start with their communities. Cheyenne St. John was chosen for the program. She's a member of the Lower Sioux Dakota community, and she is assistant site manager for the Lower Sioux Historic Site in Morton, Minnesota.
To me, it seemed like an outlet to gain some really valuable resources to help my community grow.
The Native Nation Rebuilder Program runs for 2 years. In the second year, tribal members choose a specific project to work on. St. John says she's thinking about economic development.
The hope is developing our community so that our people feel secure. We don't want to depend on any one entity or any one vice to keep us afloat.
She says one of the challenges is forging relationships with non-Native communities and leaders in the area.
I have come across some pretty, big dogs along my journey here. And, you know, we kind of look at these figures as these huge power figures, and, you know, they know everything. I'm very humbled to be able to talk to them, to speak to them, to have them listen to my voice.
St. John says she wants to build a relationship of mutual respect between the Native and non-Native communities. Those selected for the Native Nations Rebuilder Program come from 14 different tribal nations in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. This is the sixth group selected for this ongoing program. There may soon be a new all-Native youth lacrosse team in the Minneapolis-St. Paul metro area. The Twin Cities Native Lacrosse Organization recently held a feast to meet with prospective players. Reporter Melissa Townsend attended and has this report.
Have you ever had a conversation with someone where you feel really stupid? Well, that was me talking with Native American lacrosse coach John Hunter. Because, full disclosure, I don't really know very much about lacrosse.
What's the hardest part about learning lacrosse? I mean, maybe these kids have never even picked up a stick. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Lacrosse, it's really not hard to pick up the game. It's got the same plays as basketball. It's got the same running as soccer. It's got the same physicality, shooting, goal scoring as hockey. If you're like team sports in general, you're going to like lacrosse.
Hunter tells me there are two versions of the sport, the modern game and the creator's game, which is the traditional Native game.
The creator's game has very different rules than the modern game, both in the equipment and in the field. But I think what's important is really the connection of mind and body and spirit out on the field. And I think that gets missed a lot in the modern game.
Hunter says the creator's game has a long history. In fact, tribes used to play each other to resolve disputes. He says not a lot of people know this history, and that's one of the reasons this new team is so important. So.
Are there feelings about how lacrosse has sort of been taken on? I mean, you know, a lot of people think of it as sort of a rich white private school sport, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I had an opportunity to coach on a non-Native team out in California, and the kids were great. The team name was the Tomahawks, and so on their banner they have an image of Native American players. And so, you know, as we would call that cultural appropriation, you know, I know being a part of that team that the organizers and the players didn't have any desire really to connect with either Natives today or to really learn deeply about Native history. And so that really concerned me. And to me, this is kind of the external driver of organizing the Native teams. It's really to put out there to the non-Native society that this is really our sport, and we have a lot of pride in that.
Hunter says the Twin Cities team will learn how to play both the modern and creator's game. Boys and girls of all ages are welcome. The team will start meeting in January. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
This is Minnesota Native News, online at minnesotanativenews.org. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News.